This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. A nonprofit weather research and storm chasing organization in Boulder has repaid the federal government $2.4 million to resolve allegations of grant fraud. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Colorado accused the Center for Severe Weather Research of improperly requesting funding from NASA, the National Science Foundation, and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Founder Joshua Werman says investigators found no intentional wrongdoing and settled the case without paying any fines. The Denver Art Museum's newly restored Martin Building is holding a free preview day today. Here's CPR Arts and Culture reporter Monica Castillo.
The Denver Art Museum is celebrating the reopening of their Martin Building ahead of its 50th anniversary with a free general admission day. Visitors can explore 7 levels of art and artifacts from abroad and locally from Colorado artisans. The newly redesigned exhibits include sections for photography, architecture, design, textile art, and fashion. Although advance reservations are full, there will be a limited amount of entries available in person. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
And today is the last day for the Fort Collins Book Fest. Literary fans can attend writing workshops, talks, and readings at various locations. The Fort Collins Book Fest is part of the city's celebration of Local Literature Month. In Denver, it's 41 degrees, Olathe 35. This is CPR News and KRCC.